Maxwell on Wild Coast Radio, Lake by the Ocean, and talking to us from the ocean, talking to us from Vic Bay this morning with the compliments of the Okehampton Guest House. Greg's on the line. Greg, very good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Wayne. Yep, I am here in the Vic Bay Caravan Park, probably one of the best caravan parks in the world, overlooking the Vic Bay Point Break and the waves. It's still quite dark here. Of course, we're more west than East London, so taking a little bit of time for the lazy sun to make its way up, as we're only 2 days away from the very shortest day of the year. But why I'm here is it is the Rip Curl Vic Bay Surf Pro that's taking place, kicking off at 8 o'clock this morning. It's our first qualifying series event for the Africa region of the year. So looking forward to that. All our top pros from Africa are here. We've also got a couple of other internationals. We've got an Australian. We've got a surfer from France. So I think there's a total of five different countries that are competing here. We've also got our JQS, which is our juniors, that will be competing in the pro junior side. So we've got 3 days of compact surfing that will take place here at Vic Bay. Swell sort of holding at Vic. It's looking decent this morning. If it does drop off in the next day or two, we've also got the backup of Herald's Bay. So we'll have all the news on for you on Monday on how the surfing does go over here. But for East London, Friday, we got westerly winds, a bit of swell, the same swell that we are seeing here at Vic Bay. Nice, strong, sort of 4 to 5 foot surf. Check the reef and point breaks. They're going to be the best bet. Nahoon Reef, as that tide drops, Queensbury Bay. Mm-hmm. And then it should be a few waves inside the bays. Check out Nahoon Corner area, possibly Yellow Sands as well. Should have some decent surf. Get your surfing done on Friday, because easterly winds are here on Saturday and they're going to blow fairly strong. Glen Eden will be a good option on Saturday. And then Sunday, we got very light, variable sort of northerly winds, but I feel we're going to see a bit of a bump on the ocean from that east wind on Saturday. So I think Sunday as well is going to be a day for Glen Eden. Mm. But hunt around, maybe you'll get lucky with a bit of surf. And we're also going to see that surf taper off quite quickly through Saturday into Sunday. So it will be fairly smallish. A little bit of a break from the winter storm patterns. We've got easterly winds and then just the ocean taking a little bit of the weather patterns taking a breather this weekend before. I'm sure we'll see a couple of cold fronts heading our way.
Definitely.
Tides for today. High tide at around 7 o'clock this morning, low tide this afternoon, 1 o'clock, and water temperature still holding decent out on Bob, 20 degrees this morning, Wayne.
Wow, so nice and warm in the water, a little bit chilly on the land. Greg, have a great weekend. Thank you very, very much, and we'll chat again next week.
Perfect. Hopefully some good results. We've got a big contingent from the Buffalo City region. Looking forward to see how they all pan out. They're all around me, some of them camping, everyone waxing their boards up, getting ready to be first in the water and get that warm-up surf before the kickoff at 8 o'clock this morning.
Wow, definitely exciting stuff. Greg, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Perfect. Thanks, Wayne.
Cheers then. Thanks. That's Greg Emsley with today's surf report from Vic Bay down in the Western Cape. Brought to you with the compliments of the Okehampton Guest House.
The Okehampton is a 4-star graded bed and breakfast with 2 decades of service to the tourism industry and the multiple winner of the AA Accommodation Awards for the best B&B homestay in South Africa. The Okehampton is located in East London, 15 minutes from the airport, 5 minutes from the sea. The Okehampton, a place where you have a name, not a number. Contact us on 083-660-510 or visit our website at www.okehampton.co.za for corporate medium stay and weekend specials.
Moving on, having a look to see what's happening weather-wise around the province. Information supplied by the SA Weather Service. Severe weather alerts, good news, none. No impact-based warnings, fire dangers or advisories. The western half of the Eastern Cape for the rest of today. Cold in places in the interior, otherwise cloudy and cool, with isolated showers and rain.